From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Ophira.
Do you know what I've been doing, Jonathan? A hydration challenge.
You've been doing a hydration challenge.
What's the lowest form of challenge?
What's the challenge?
The challenge is to just drink 76 ounces of water a day.
And how do you portion out these ounces of water? What's your do you have a schedule?
I have a hydration app.
Great.
That you log in. Very satisfying. It's got a good graphic on it, so it feels, you know, feels more. It's a professional. I feel like I'm professionally drinking water. I'm drinking on an expert level. But also, I've noticed this interesting. I don't know what the algorithm is, but of course, if you put in, I drank 10 ounces of water, it says you're this far, the little thermometer increases. But if you put in that you had 6 ounces of red wine, it takes away 2/3.
Oh, now wait a minute. But there's water in wine, though.
Yeah, but I guess not enough, and it takes away from your hydration. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. You have to have 2 gallons of water every day, and then you can have as much wine as you want.
I would just like to point out that I do not drink wine during the day. But sometimes I do have a glass with dinner, and maybe I have one or later at night when I'm watching television. Mm-hmm. And so what will end up happening sometimes is that I've reached my hydration goal, and then all of a sudden it's time to go to bed, 10 p.m., and I'm 16 ounces short. What to do?
So do you just guzzle 16 ounces right before bed?
No, that's terrible. What a terrible idea. Yeah. So I got to work it out.
Yeah. I've never had a focused hydration situation. I'm like, I haven't had a glass of water in 6 months. And then I go and I have a glass of water. I'm like, this is amazing. This water is amazing. And then it just slips my mind and I forget. But I'm a binge water drinker. That's how I do it.
Yeah. Well, and a guzzler, right? You just go for it and then you're done. You're like,
I pour 16
water
ounces,
intake done.
I throw it all back. And I'm like, all right, back to work.
Speaking of getting back to work, we have quite a lineup for you today. Melissa McCarthy and her husband, Ben Falcone, are known for their raunchy comedy movies, but now they've produced a new documentary about beloved painter Bob Ross. And from the comedy series Ted Lasso, which has been nominated for approximately 1 million Emmys, we'll play games with stars Brett Goldstein and Hannah Waddingham. Plus, we could finally cross this item off of our bucket list. Two linguists will join us today and talk about emoji and the Unicode Consortium. So, let's do it.